with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Trump administration officials are defending the Immigration and Customs Enforcement officer involved in the fatal shooting of a Minneapolis woman today. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem says the woman who was shot by an ICE officer in Minneapolis was harassing federal officers.
ICE officers and agents approached the vehicle of the individual in question, who was blocking the officers in with her vehicle, and she had been stalking and impeding their work all throughout the day. ICE agents repeatedly ordered her to get out of the car and to stop obstructing law enforcement, but she refused to obey their commands.
The victim has been identified by a U.S. official as 37-year-old Renee Good. According to two federal sources, she was a U.S. citizen. City leaders said she was a legal observer of federal actions in the city and wasn't a target for an ICE-related arrest. Pro-life groups are not happy with President Trump's latest comment about abortion funding, White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The president shocked his pro-life supporters this week when he told House Republicans to give a little when it comes to the Hyde Amendment, which bars federal money from being spent on abortion services.
Now, you have to be a little flexible on Hyde. You know that. You got to be a little flexible. You got to work something.
SBA Pro-Life America issued a statement saying the Hyde Amendment is non-negotiable. And in a social media post, Students for Life of America said Hyde must be included in any Obamacare reform bill. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A mixed day on Wall Street as the Dow was down by 466 points. The NASDAQ rose 37. The S&P declined 23. This is SRN News. A warning about Grok.
The popular chatbot has the ability to generate obscene images of real people without their consent. That's what the National Center on Sexual Exploitation says in a statement to the Christian Post. Center spokesman Danny Pinter says that Grok is, quote, further normalizing the sexual exploitation of women with this new feature. This is an egregious violation of women's privacy and safety. A growing number of young people are now using chatbots. Michael Harrington reporting.
Republican Senator Tommy Tuberville is running for Alabama governor. He won his seat in the Senate by casting himself as a political outsider closely aligned with President Trump. In 2023, Tuberville maintained a months-long blockade on military promotions over his opposition to a Pentagon policy that provided travel funds and support for troops and their dependents who seek abortions. This is SRN News. The government is out with its latest set of dietary guidelines. Bob Agnew reports.
Federal health officials released the 2025 through 2030 U.S. dietary guidelines for Americans on Wednesday. They advise eating more whole foods and protein, fewer highly processed foods, and less added sugar. They also recommend full-fat dairy and healthy fats from sources like avocados, nuts, and olive oil. The guidelines offer advice for healthy eating and provide the foundation for federal nutrition programs and policies. Research shows most Americans don't follow the advice. Bob Agner reporting.
Warner Brothers is again rejecting a takeover bid from Paramount and telling shareholders to stick with a rival offer from Netflix. Warner's leadership has repeatedly rebuffed Skydance owned Paramount's overtures and urged shareholders to support selling to Netflix. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.